Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Hi, Valerie. Sorry about that. How you doing, honey? This is Sarah Shay.
Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
Yes.
I'm calling you.
Nobody's been calling me. Well, I know I've been. Well, hold on a second. I've been sick for over 14 days.
Okay.
Yeah, nobody has been calling me about my worker, and it's been, what, almost 2 weeks, and she was with me from day one. She had her TB test. She had everything. And it's been 2 weeks. They said they were doing a background check. She was with me three different times. So I know it don't take this long.
Who are you talking about?
She's the newest one. Not Danielle girl. The hell? She was, no. That was a friend of mine. What? I mean, the new one, Alfrenzio Gonzalez.
Gonzalez. Okay, she started working already?
No. It's been 2 weeks and you still don't have her working.
Because we
already had her TB test from day one. She sent it to you on day one. She sent you everything you needed from the first day. And it's been close to 2 weeks, and I talked to Sarah, and I talked to my coordinator from the insurance company, and she said if I was just with you, that you could need to talk to her, I could just stay with you. Which Sarah said, oh, yeah, that's right. He said, well, you got that. We're ready. And then it's still been two weeks and I've been with nobody.
We're still onboarding the caregiver, okay?
But wait a minute. I don't get it. She was with me three times. She was the first caregiver I ever had in my life. And that was 3 years ago.
You can call to Sarah if you want
to. Sarah, I do. She don't answer anymore. And if you don't want my business, I talked to a lady from an old company called me today. And if you don't want my business, I will very, very easily go with the other lady. Because, I mean, this is 2 weeks you are leaving me and I'm sick as a dog. I'm sitting here, I got 7-8 doctor's appointments to make. That's just for this coming month and the beginning of next. And it should never have taken 2 weeks. The girl, I mean, she sent you everything. And it was last week, you were still doing a background check. That was over a week ago. So it don't take a week and a half to do a background check. I know this. So what is the problem? Why is this girl not working? Excuse me. Why is she not working? I mean, is there a problem of some sort? Because I did talk to Linda from another company. She called me, ironically. I didn't even call her. And told me, she said, Sarah, if you need somebody, we're still here. So, I mean, if yous aren't going to do something, then I'm going to go with another company. Hello?
Yes, I'm here, Sarah.
Yeah, because, I mean, this makes no sense to me. Honey, I'm getting sicker and sicker, and my doctor's talking about getting me more hours, and already in the letter it says I need somebody up to nurse's level in her letter. I mean, I'm not, when I say I'm sick, I'm sick. I've been sick for 14 days. Finally, my son come over and wanted to take me to urgent care, and nights before the snow, I just didn't even feel like moving. But I got doctor's appointments tomorrow. For cataracts and stuff. Tomorrow is one of the cataracts, and then starts all of my doctor's appointments, which are how many a week. But, I mean, I need somebody here helping me, period, with my pain patches, with my painness, helping me when I can't get in, when I have bad days. And yous are holding me up, and I've never known. I've been with you three times. So I don't know what's going on. Is there a problem of some sort?
Got it. Okay, well, we'll get in touch with Sarah to follow up, and we will get back to you.
And the girl's name is Alfrenia, is her first name, and Gonzalez is her last name.
Yeah, I have the information.
Yes, so you've got all her information. You've got her TB test and everything. So what is going on? If there is a problem, I'd like to know, because I can call Linda in a minute and the girl can go right back to work. She'd go back to work the same day.
Okay.
So if you don't call me by the end of this afternoon, then I know that there's some type of problem, that which I deserve to know what it is, because I have no goddamn clue what's going on. All I know is I'm very sick, and I have even more problems when the other nut girl went to the doctor's with me. She told her, Sarah's got more major medical problems than any one of my patients. So, I mean, this is no joke.
Okay, miss, we will get back to you, okay?
But I hope by today, because if not, I'm calling Linda back.
Okay, don't worry.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is crazy. This is nuts. I mean, I didn't see